you now or after?
I think Representative Sexton is ready.
So moved.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And the minutes are adopted. We have before us House File 2783 with Chair Keymore, which was amended with the DD in our last meeting. And Chair Keymore, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move House File 2783 as amended to be before the committee. And I do have an A2 amendment, please, that I would like to move.
We do have House File 2783 before the committee. And we have the A2 for recommendation. Chair Cooper, would you like to speak to A2?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The A2 does five things. First, it fixed an appropriation that was a typographical error in lines 1.3, 1.9, and 1.9 through 111. And that's just making sure that the appropriate numbers are in place for the Attorney General and the Minnesota Historical Society. The second correction is to add requested language from AMPERS on lines 1.4 through 1.8. And this AMPERS writer was in the bill in 2024, it corrects an error in the drafting of the 2023 legislation. The third thing is it inserts the two sections from House File 627, which were accidentally not included in the DE, and these are to allow minority fiscal notes to be requested, or fiscal notes to be requested by the minority party, and that's on line 1.13 through 2.6. The fourth item is it moves the deadline for the SBI's annual report from, that's the State Board of Investment, from December 31st to then now be either post-audit but no later than the end of first quarter. And you will find that on lines 2.7 through 3.14. And then the last correction is the drafting error, which included a faulty cross-reference. So we were just fixing that. And that pertains to House File 2354, Representative Norris's bill for Medicaid fraud. And that can be found on lines 3.15 through 3.17. And that is the content of the A2.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Cleavorn. And it looks like we do have one testifier of the, for the bill before we move to discussion. I have Rosa Tock. Mm-hmm. If she would like to come forward.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Tuck. If you'd like to state your name for the record, your affiliation, and proceed with your testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and also Co-Chair Nash and Chair Cleavorn. For the record, my name is Rosa Tock, and I am the Executive Director of the Minnesota Council on Latino Affairs, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify again before this committee. Like other agencies, I understand how difficult it is to put together a balanced budget with so many uncertainties, a much smaller surplus, and a looming deficit. I also want to thank you all and your staff for your hard work. I am here this morning to ask again for the Council's change item request of $272,000 for the biennium. In 2023, this committee passed an increase in our budget to hire an additional staff member to support our community outreach and communications. We are now asking for an increase to help pay for that position because the Council successfully raised the salaries of our staff per our board's recommendation and request so we can retain and hire highly qualified employees. The increase in our budget in 2023 was sufficient to pay for an additional FTE at the lower salaries, but our current budget cannot sustain the 5 FTEs because of these new salaries. Our request for these additional funds will generate a significant return on investment for the state. Our agency adds value by serving this body and the state government with accurate, reliable, and expert information about Latino Minnesotans, while serving as a valuable source of information to the public and being a bridge between our constituents and government. I encourage you to support our request. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Tak. Are there any other individuals wishing to testify on either the amendment or the underlying bill? All right, seeing none, we will move to member discussion. Yes, Chair Nash.
I just wanted to let my side know that this amendment to the DE was agreed upon, worked on together, and we should be voting yes on the DE amendment.
Thank you, Chair Nash. All right. With that, discussion to the amendment or the underlying bill. Wow, a quiet bunch. We all agreed today. Fantastic. It must be the cupcakes. All right. Well, then, there being no discussion, we can go ahead and proceed to the motion for the bill. The motion before us then is the motion before us is to move the House File 2783 as amended.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We need to adopt the A2 amendment.
Oh,
so the motion
my
before
apologies.
Us is to adopt the A2 amendment.
I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself there a little
That's
bit.
All right.
we will move to add House File or the A2 amendment to House File 2783. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? All right. Fantastic. The ayes have it. Now House File 2783 is amended. Then let's move on to, is there any member discussion for the bill as amended?
Madam Chair, I would just like to briefly go through what the bill does now so that any member of the public who might not have been listening at our last meeting will have an idea of what the bill actually does.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chair Cleavon. Go ahead and proceed.
Thank you. For those who may not know, the State Government Finance Budget Bill funds the offices of the state constitutional officers, the legislature, over 30 state agencies, boards, commissions, and councils, including the Minnesota Management and Budget, commonly known as MMB, Minnesota IT, which is commonly called MINIT, and the Department of Revenue and the Department of Administration. There is a separate state government policy bill, which is also moving forward. We are going to ask that this bill be moved to Ways and Means. Included in the bill, in addition to the appropriations that are listed in your packet and available online, you will see an extension to prior appropriations, both for the Capitol Mall Design Framework and for the St. Anthony Falls cut wall. There are anti-fraud and legislative oversight provisions, one being from Chair Nash for the Office of the Legislative Auditor, and one being from Representative Norris for the Attorney General's Office to enhance Medicaid fraud. You will also see that there is Representative Ryer's bill for the Secretary of State, which will help with determine fraudulent business filings and help consumers or business owners who may have been targeted by fraudulent business filings. The bill also contains a healthy aging subcabinet, which is the work product of the Legislative Task Force on Aging. There are also additional provisions that include an insulin repayment account, changes to the certified public accountant standards. The state lottery retail provisions have been modified. That was Representative Joy's bill. Representative Kraft integrating the transit assistant program into the Minnesota Business Web Portal. We have a provision that allows replacing of statues in Statuary Hall in Congress. We also have an increase in the advanced deposit wagering fee. It goes up from 1% to 2%. Chair Nash has a bill that requires a report on unfilled executive branch positions. And then there are a few repealers for the employee gain sharing that is also included in this particular bill. It is important to know that this bill serves as a way to serve Minnesotans and to ensure that the services Minnesotans expect and deserve are run efficiently and effectively in the state of Minnesota. Thank you, Madam Chair. And with that, I would move that the Chair
Thank
Nash.
You. Thank you. Madam Chair and members, just wanted to say that, as you know, no surprise to anybody, in a tied legislature, we have co-chairs and we are given targets that we then work very well, in our case, together to get the thing done. I know that we said earlier in the week that had it been left to our own respective devices, the bill would look very, very differently. And we have other chairs in this committee as well. I think they would all say basically the same thing. But we worked well together. We got the bill done, I think, before a lot of our colleagues did. We worked well together. Wanted to make sure to thank our respective staffs. So if with your indulgence, I wanted to thank, on my side, Jacob Grunhauser, Justin Brill, Allie Winter. Also wanted to thank our pages, Harry Hurst and Michael Thomas. But wanted to also thank your staff, and I'll let you do that by name. But the process went well. And when we met in rooms to get the thing done, we all had a goal in mind, which was to deliberate as politely and respectfully as we could and get everything done. And we could not have done any of those things without our staff, but also without nonpartisan staff of Helen Roberts and Colby Sullivan. So thank you both over there. They pivot on each side wherever the gavel may be that day. But thank you so much. As I'd said before, they both can give you recitations of where every nickel is and where every comma should be in statute. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Chair Nash. Chair Cleavorn, do you have any additional comments?
Yes, thank you. I would like to provide my profound gratitude and thanks to Amanda Rudolph, our committee administrator, to John Baylor, our researcher, and to our committee administrator, our committee legislative administrator, Sam O'Neill. Without their good work, we could never get these things done. And so I appreciate them. They are incredible in making sure that we as chairs know what is happening and that we are prepared every day on time. And I would also like to take this moment to thank our sergeants for being here and keeping us all safe as we do this difficult work. In this time of political divide, it's important that everyone feel safe and have a safe, respectful place to bring public testimony forward. So we are grateful for our sergeants at arms as well. And with that, I would move that House File 2783, as amended, be re-referred to Ways and Means.
We do have one person on the list before we go ahead and make that motion. Representative Clardy.
Thank you. Just a comment. It has been very clear that you two worked very well in a collaborative effort and also made it very comfortable for all of us to engage in the process. So I just wanted to express my appreciation on that piece.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Clardy. And any other members wishing to speak before we move to the motion? Representative Sexton.
I'd just like to thank the team. I've done this at the federal level. It's very difficult with numbers this big to make very difficult decisions. But quite frankly, we're in a budget situation where we have to make difficult decisions. We'll get through it, and we'll be a better Minnesota because of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Sexton. Any other discussion before we move to the motion? All right. Seeing none, then we Chair Cleavorn renews her motion for House File 2783 as amended to be recommended or re-referred to Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And with that, House File 2783 as amended is recommended to be re-referred to Ways and Means. All right. nonpartisan staff is, of course, directed to make any technical corrections as needed. And with that, we have no further business before the committee for today. Yes, Chair.
And just wanted to say, as co-chairs, you never know what will be thrown our way. As all the other chairs knows, every now and then you get a strange referral that something has to be heard. But if this is indeed our last day, thank you to all of our committee members. But also stay tuned, because given that it's baseball season, there may be a hanging curve out there that you may have to join us in swinging at.
And we invite you all to watch as the bills move forward through Ways and Means and on the floor.
It'll be a hoot.
Excellent. Thank you to both of our chairs and to all of our members and staff for making this all possible. And with that, we are adjourned.